should dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down! Leave you wanting more! Stampede you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve, and this is episode 338. And joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up?
And we got Alex.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, shit, just another lovely fucking day.
It's all good in the hood?
Absolutely, dude. It can only be good in the hood, you know. So what's going on? How have you guys been? Obviously, it's only been literally like 3 days since the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
Stuff happened.
Yeah. So what happened with you guys? Brian, what's good? What happened?
Basically, every normal thing that happens, I get up, I go to work, I come home.
Fair enough.
Yawn.
It's the everyday struggle. I get it.
Hadn't really watched much, except for Friday night. I watched The Union with Halle Berry and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, how's that?
It was good. It was fun. It was also a bit of an Oz reunion.
Okay.
Because J.K. Simmons is in it, and so was the dude that used to wear like the tiny little skull cap.
Adebisi?
Him, yeah. Adebisi. Nice. So it was a cool little like Oz reunion. I'm like, all right. And the movie was fun. It's on Netflix. I'd check it out.
Okay. I'll check it out.
It's cool because like apparently Halle Berry and Mark Wahlberg have been friends for 30 years and this is their first movie together.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. That's all I got. Nothing new.
That's fair. Yeah. Alex was good, dude.
Nothing much, brother. Everything is all good, like I said earlier.
So everything's Millhouse.
Yeah, everything has been, you know, mellow. So this past weekend, I actually bought a new game for the Switch. I had to get it digital because it's one of those limited run games. I don't know if you know about that series.
Limited run?
Yeah, limited run. When they release games, they only release like a X amount of games.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This series or whatever has been a series since I've been, you know, like I love this since I've been a kid. So I bought Contra Operation Galuga.
Ooh. Okay.
What I love about this game is that it's like a love letter to the all, you know, like for all the past Contra games. And
okay.
You know, it's like a hard reboot in a good way though.
Okay.
That's fair. Hello,
Charlie. Do you get to do the Contra code?
I was trying it, but I don't know exactly when in the game that you're supposed to do it, because in this game, right, you have to play to earn credits for power-ups.
Mm.
Right? I mean, like, of course, you know, you have the different types of guns that you can get with the, you know, those little, like, it looks like the dirigibles.
Rockets. Yeah,
the floating dirigibles, you know, like they whatever the hell. So okay. they have a combination of some of the best from the old one and the ones from like Contra 3, which like, you know, the cluster missiles and the homing missiles.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and so they're pretty much like mixing everything for the most part.
Yeah, so I played the story mode and I actually beat it last night because, any Contra game, even on normal, it's fucking hard and in a good way.
That's fair.
And then today, as I told you earlier, I went to go to the post office to pick up a package that I ordered from Amazon because apparently they tried to deliver it on Monday and they said they couldn't get into the building. A lot of times it just seems like when it comes to the USPS and, you know, I hate to kind of just say it like this. Sometimes they feel like if I don't want to deliver, let them pick it up.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Right. You know, UPS, FedEx and DHL and all these other ones and even Amazon. Right. Like, you know, they'll at least attempt to try. They'll even call you.
Okay.
But yeah, so I went to the post office. I was on this one line, it took like maybe 20 minutes. And then when I got to the front, they were like, oh, that's not the line for packages. You have to go to this other one. This other fucking line or whatever went like the old school fucking Nokia phone snake kind of thing, just going everywhere. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So another 40 somewhat minutes later, almost an hour later, I finally got my package. And as I was going home, I hit up my favorite fucking deli.
Okay.
And I've told you about this before. This fucking place I've been going to as a kid since I was a kid. These sandwiches are fucking crack cocaine, bro.
Okay.
Right. So when I was a kid, when we used to play Dungeons and Dragons, the group of my childhood friends and everything like that, the people that I grew up with, in the church I used to go to, we had a group that would play Dungeons and Dragons. And usually we were doing during weekends. So when we were going to weekends, we would hit up that store. We'll get the sandwiches, we'll get chips, we'll get drinks, and of course, sometimes we get like big bags of chips so we could all share with one another. Well,
Of course.
because of course you don't, you're doing this. Usually you'll play for hours. So, sometimes we'll do like weekend campaigns. Sometimes we'll do like certain campaigns and then kind of like pause it from there and then continue on the following weekend. But yeah, but going to now, so that place since I was a kid has always made like the most amazing sandwiches, even though they don't have like a Subway sandwich selection. But for
But it's
what
better
they.
than Subway sandwiches.
Oh, fucking hands down,
Dude,
dude.
any deli sandwich, any sandwich from any bodega is better than a fucking Subway sandwich.
But I will say this though, when it comes to like extra sides or whatever, even though they charge you an arm and a leg, Subway does have more of a selection when it comes to like, other to additional toppings for sandwiches and stuff. But they're very skimpy on their fucking, on their cold cuts, and it kind of hurts. And then if you ask for more, they charge you like another
Yeah,
2, 3 bucks.
they charge you extra for, of course,
All right.
because they can only give you what this in the between the little layers of plastic. That's all they only give you.
No, and what I find better is that apparently like they can't even eat the whole cold cut because they cut them in square, like in halves and triangles. So, but
There's
I
no
will say
full
this.
slices of cheese.
Yeah, you get halvesies or whatever. But I will say this, that you already know this too. Usually whenever I go to conventions, I would hit up the Subway sandwich,
Yeah, we
and
used to do that all the time, dude. I
yeah.
remember.
I still do it. Like the only thing that just kind of sucks is there was like 1 year where I was just like, I just wanted to get to the convention center, and I never got the sandwich for like a couple days. And when I did get it, I kind of felt off because I'm so used to doing, always getting the sandwich before heading to the, to the
Course,
Javits. And speaking of which, that's where this coming weekend I'm going to because there's Anime NYC, so I'll be going 3 days to the Javits. The only thing I'm just kind of like meh about is that this convention normally would be in November, but because of the popularity and now they have the full Javits versus how when they would run it in the past 4 times that they did it, right? They would have like maybe half of it. So let's just see how it works out this year. I
It's
think, you
also
know.
the fact that like it's November. Nobody wants to do anything in November because it's too fucking cold for that shit, dude.
Get the hell out of here, dude. Who wants to go to a convention in the summer?
Everybody. Summer is convention season.
Maybe someone who's from New York. People that are from New York, who wants to cosplay in the fucking heat?
Everybody does.
You want to cosplay as like,
You got you want to cosplay with a coat on? Nobody wants to cosplay with a coat on.
You want to cosplay as like a homeless person? Because like the stench from wearing all that outfit in dead heat?
Yeah, people do it all the time.
Yeah, that's why they have a word for that that came out of nowhere is con funk.
No, but that's just because people are fucking gross, dude. It's not just because of the heat. It's just that they're fucking gross.
Understatement, but you're not wrong.
Thanks.
But yeah, so I'm happy that I finally got, the package that I wanted, that I ordered.
That you needed, yeah.
Well, I didn't need it, I wanted it. Like it's not like, like if I didn't get this package it'd be life or death. you know, it's just an old school wrestling figure that I've wanted since like for years, and I finally found it on a good deal on eBay. Thank you, eBay, by the way.
Of course, eBay is a good place.
Yeah, not a sponsor, but you know, just you know, shout
That's
out.
Fine. They don't need to be a sponsor. It's okay.
Yeah, you know, use promo code next. But yeah, but other than that, I'm like I said, just preparing myself for this coming weekend. And today actually is my youngest nephew's birthday. Today, well, so yeah, so he's my reminder of how many years that I've been out of high school. I always joke around saying when he was born, he was my high school graduation gift.
That's fair. That's fair.
So yeah, you know, my nephew's a full quarter now.
Eesh.
Last year he was a case of beer. This year he's a quarter.
It's crazy how time flies.
No, and you know, and the thing is this, it's just I was talking to him today, you know, via FaceTime, and I'm looking at him and I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, you know, this kid looks a lot like me. And then, you know, he has like, you know, this like sarcastic humor, which I fucking love. And, you know, but it's just, I can tolerate it because, you know, I grew up with the kid and, you know, I love that he's his own, you know, individual. Okay. Loves video games, does watch anime from time to time, but he's more of a gamer than anything else.
That's
but
cool.
Let me correct it. He's more of a PC gamer.
Still a gamer.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm so used to like consoles or whatever. Like, you know, like I never really stepped.
In all honesty, the gaming on the PC is a lot easier than it is on the console.
Eh.
It's a lot easier than you expect.
Well, I just, you know what it probably is? It's just I never really got a computer, you know, like really great enough.
A souped up computer for it, I get you.
Yeah, exactly, because it's like saying, like right now as I'm talking to you, I just have my basic laptop and, you know, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but, you know, it does its thing.
Yeah. Like I know on this laptop that I'm on right now that I got, I think it was last year or the year before. This is a gaming PC, and I've played a bunch of games on here. So I've played Fallout on it, played Fallout 76, and I've played a few other things on here, and it's smooth as fuck on the computer.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty much about it or whatever. What's up with you, brother?
With me, of course, just the typical stuff. I don't think I mentioned last week that I watched Trap. The latest M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I don't think you did, no.
Yeah, no, I didn't mention it. I watched it. And I enjoyed the fuck out of it because, of course, you know, it's my thing. It's my thing. It's not a bad movie. It's really fun. It's one of those, like, you know, he's the bad guy from the trailer. The trailer tells you from the beginning, like, oh, yeah, he's the bad guy. He's the one that's killing people. And you're like, you're rooting for him the entire time.
Now, my question is,
are you going to get out?
Okay, so my question is this when it comes to that movie. I know in the latest trailer, whatever, they show that the guy that gave him the heads up, which was the guy in the concession, that he had him, you know, at one point, you know, like tied up about to do something, right? Was that in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to ask anything more. I'll probably ask you outside of Hey, buddy. All right, so question.
Yeah, that whole scene is in the trailer in the movie. There's a couple more scenes with him in the movie as well. But
did it have the stereotypical twist or not really?
Not really. There was no real twist. The biggest twist was the fact that he is the killer, and you know he's the killer.
Yeah, but that was ruined by the trailer, so.
Yeah, but that's not really ruining. That's not exactly. It purposely did it, so that way you're not thinking like, oh yeah, you know exactly what's happening from the beginning to end, which is what I loved about it. Like, you're not guessing exactly how this story is going. You just want to know where it's going.
Okay, right. So now. The thing is the last question, is it worth the watch?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like I said, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah. There's only like, I'm going to say like 10 minutes that they could have shaved off of it because at one point it deals a lot with the actress, with the singer.
Okay.
And she's not a good actress. Because the singer is essentially it's M. Night's like niece or daughter or whatever. She's a good singer, but as far as acting wise, because they bring her into it for some reason in the movie. Well, there is a reason. You see it as it goes. They explain
all I'm picturing,
it.
All I'm picturing now is like, you know, no, don't kill me. I.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that cheesy. No, but yeah, it's a good watch. It's definitely a good watch. Like I said, I enjoyed the hell out of it. This dude, he's really good. He's really good. And he does a really good job in trying to be regular, like a regular person, but you know that he's not. Like, he tries to, you know, just act like a regular person. You know, when you're trying to, like, oh yeah, look at this, I'm watching or whatever, but you're not into it.
Yeah.
And you try to be cool about it, but in all actuality, you're really not cool about it. He does a really good job at that.
Nice.
And you're just like, he's a good little motherfucker, dude. I like it. He's a really good actor. I really enjoyed him since it's like Lucky Number 11. Like, I was a fan of his.
That's one of my favorite films.
Yeah, it's a good flick.
Not just favorite film of him, but in general, like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. And it just sucks that he hasn't really done stuff in a long time.
Well, he took time off to, like, you know, to
be a person, be real. Like, yeah. I get it. I'm not mad about that. That's cool. But like I said, it's a fun flick. It's a real fun flick. I really enjoyed it.
And you know, he also does, like, he's done guest appearances on The Bear.
Yeah. He was also on that show Penny Dreadful that I never watched.
Right. That was, like, the last big thing he was in before he took a break.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a fun one. You ever watch Hollywood Homicide?
No.
That was him and Harrison Ford?
Oh, no, I never watched that.
It wasn't a great movie, but it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So, today, unlike most days, of course, like I said, we recorded. We're recording a lot earlier than we usually do the week. Because we got a lot of shit going on this weekend. Personally, I'm going to be working all weekend. The Bucks are back in season, and it's the last game of the preseason, and they're going to be on Friday, and I will be there. It's going to be a long day. Then Saturday, I'll be working the Rod Wave concert, and then Sunday, I'm going to Tampa Bay Comic Con with my son. We got his birthdays on Monday, so I'm not going to be able to record. Brian's got stuff. Alex got stuff. So, I figured we'd do an episode today. And being that it is early in the weekend, not a lot of stuff comes out early in the week. Everything's, you know, leads towards the end of the week. I figured we'd do something a little different this week. We're going to talk about mythology and pop culture. We know mythology. It's been around for ages, obviously. And it's always been the age-old battle of, like, you know, timeless tales that you just listen to it and you're like, oh my god, it's a really good story. And how a lot of pop culture is borrowing from those stories that we grew up listening, reading, and hearing from as we've grown and become adults and all these other things, and how it's influenced a lot of things throughout history, essentially. And it's captured all of our imaginations, and it's just really fun. It's really cool shit that's come out of mythology and pop culture, and it's just a good little mixture of everything that's been great, whether it's in TV or in movies or in comics. Books, a lot of stuff has come out of mythology, essentially today. And we just talk about some things. So, like, on TV, one of the biggest ones that came up to my, to, that I, like, loved back in the day, that had to do, obviously, with a lot of mythology, was Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. It was such a fun show. That was the one of the first shows that made me think about fucking Kevin Sorbo being a badass dude. It was so fun. Did you guys watch Hercules back in the day?
No, I never got into those shows.
Really?
Well, I did because of the love for Dungeons and Dragons, like, you know. Right. And, like, honestly, around that time, that would give a lot of, like, ideas for, like, you know, like, if you're doing, like, a campaign and stuff, you can kind of, like, air quotes, borrow ideas from the series.
Yeah. And essentially, they were borrowing stuff from everything else, too, so it makes sense.
But I will say this, though, like, you know, even though I liked, you know, Hercules or whatever, the spinoff show was way better.
Xena, Warrior Princess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because remember, in Hercules, whatever, Xena was a bad guy in one of the episodes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then from there, everyone or whatever got the rage, you know, the rager or whatever for Lucy Lawless.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think everybody did. Oh, yeah. See, so, Mario agrees. It was great. But yeah, it's such a fun time. Like, it was a really good show. And, like, the fact that it lasted for seasons and seasons. It's like, it made me happy. I was like, wow, this both shows essentially lasted for a few seasons each. I was like, wow. It actually lived for a while. One of the first movies that I remember. Oh, hey, Ellie. How's it going? Got more people joining in the room. I love it. So that's fun.
That's my buddy from Colorado.
Nice. So many people helping, watching us on the show. I love it.
Me too.
one of the first movies that I remember watching, like, religiously, because I was young and there was nothing really else to watch when I was younger, was Clash of the Titans. That was one of my favorite movies.
Is that the one with the old mechanical owl and everything?
Yeah, and the Medusa.
Yes, okay.
Yes, that movie meant so much to me, dude. I used to love it. So good. It was so fun.
I remember as a kid kind of watching it here and there and just thinking, like, you know, like, oh my God, this movie looks amazing. You look at it now. Oh, this movie looks like shit.
Right, yeah, it doesn't hold up anymore. But no, they did a remake of it. That wasn't good either, though.
But the remake or whatever, it seemed like it didn't have the love for the original. Like, they were just like, remember the original, whatever? We'll take a couple things from that, but we're not.
Yeah, she does. You're right.
No, I totally agree with what Ellie said. Lucy Lawless still looks good.
Yeah, no, but the thing with the Clash of the Titans, it was great for its time.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, when from what I've looked up from back in the day and watched, like, little clips here and there, that those practical effects from back in the day, like, you know, like, people were so crazy over it. I don't think the guy ever got like, you know, some kind of, like, Oscar or anything for it or whatever. No, I don't
definitely
know.
Definitely not.
But, you know, a lot of people were just like, you know, when he did the, oh, you know, when the guy that the practical effects, a lot of people wanted to use him for, you know, other stuff too.
Yeah, because a lot of it, yes, it was practical effects, but it was also a lot of stop motion in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with, like, you know, Medusa's, you know, fucking snakes in their head and stuff like that. And just the way that they were fighting, you can't really fight like that. Because she was essentially like a big ass snake with snake heads. Yeah, it was fun. The way they made it look, it was pretty wild. I really enjoyed that movie. Another movie that a lot of people don't really think about it, but Moulin Rouge is another one that borrows from the Orpheus story that you're just like, wow. Nobody really thinks about it, but it's really good.
I was gonna say, we're talking about Lele Marmalade.
Yes, that one specifically. Yes, yeah. But yeah, also, yeah, Mario said Lucy Lawless was also in Spartacus, which also follows along with, you know, also that's not necessarily, is it Greek mythology? Yes, not really. No, it's more just like history type thing. But yeah, that was a good show too. But the story of Orpheus is basically like, you know, what Moulin Rouge was basically based on, and it's a good movie if you just take in what the music has to go with. That's a good one. Another recent one that came out that I fell in love with was The Lighthouse. It's with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. It's on black and white, and they're both stuck in a lighthouse. It's a great fucking movie. Definitely worth checking out. It's definitely worth checking out. I think it's on one of the streamings right now. Ellie says, practical effects will always trump CGI. There's so good CGI out there, but yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I prefer practical.
Always practical. Practical is always the best way to do it. But yeah, dude, there's so much out there that I'm just like, wow. It just boggles my mind that all these things borrowed from things that came out thousands and thousands of years ago. Like Morpheus from The Matrix, which is also Morpheus in The Sandman. Essentially the god of dreams. It's fucking fantastic, the fact that that's still going on today. Especially in The Sandman, that, of course, it's a great comic.
And the series wasn't bad either.
Series is fantastic.
Series is dope.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was a lot better than I expected it to be. Yeah. I knew it was going to be good because I am a big fan of Neil Gaiman. And the fact that he is behind this show heavily, I was like, okay, I like where this is going. I like what he's doing with it. And I enjoy everybody that's in the show. Like, the way they did it was absolutely fantastic. So, like, I'm totally down for a season two, whenever they do decide to give out season two.
I still say one of the coolest and funniest episodes has to be the episode when they're in the convention, the cereal con, and then we're like, oh,
yeah.
I love breakfast things, and you find out, like, no, it's about serial killers. Just like, oops, my mistake. I think I misread it.
It's like, my bad. Did I do that? No. Nah, but it's a great fucking show. And if you haven't read the comics, definitely go check out the comics. Because a lot of what is in the show is pulled directly from the comic. Like, literally, like, panel by panel.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth checking out. And then comparing both of them, you're like, wow. You did a really good job with both of it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm down for it. Are there any other movies that you guys can think of that to do with mythology or deal with?
None to my knowledge.
Okay. Video games. Nope. Video games.
Yes, they like Frank. Video games.
Video games. Yes. Video games. Is it something else that, like, we got some good games from mythology as well. Like, of course, Kid Icarus was one of the first ones. Super fun fucking game back in the day. I really enjoyed that.
The remake for the, was it the 3DS, whatever, was pretty cool.
But okay, I never played that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, joking around the whatever, like, Kid Icarus was so, like, you know, they had to give it so much love that it was actually the game that Mario was playing in Super Mario, you know, Super Mario Brothers movie.
It was, that's right. I forgot about that. But yeah. That's a good one. One of my favorites was also God of War. We have Kratos, who is essentially the son of the gods. So he's the son. He's the son of what? Is it Zeus? He's Zeus's son. And he's just, I don't remember. Yeah, but regardless, he's the son of a god, and he's trying to be better because, of course, they've pretty much cast him out, and he's trying to regain his powers and become the true god of war. And it's badass.
Technically, if you want to get into it, it's just like, you know, Kratos is like, you know, like, you want to kick me out? All right, you'll see
what's up. Yeah. So he's just trying to build his way back up into the ranks on Mount Olympus and shit. That was a fun game. It's a really good game. Which I keep hearing that they're supposed to be doing a TV show or a movie. And this, do I want it? Maybe. Am I going to get it? Probably not. Am I going to get a good one? Probably not. But that's okay.
There are just some times where you just kind of say, you know what? Just stick to the games.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Ellie has a good little point right there. She says, one comic that is better job. Okay. Witchblade. I don't think I've seen Witchblade, but I do remember the comic. Very good point. I gotta check that one out. If we're gonna jump into comics, of course. Oh, but before we do to comics, Dante's Inferno is another really good game that's based off essentially mythology and stuff, where it goes through, you know, the five levels of hell. It's great.
Dude, that game, when I got it for, I forget which PlayStation thing or whatever.
I think it was PlayStation 3.
Yeah, when I got that game, right, that game was just fucking nuts, in a good way, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fantastic. That's one of those games that, like, as it goes on, you're just like, it's a fucked up story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's going through so much or whatever to get his love back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true love.
I was going to say most dudes or whatever wouldn't even go shopping with their significant other. Like, the 5 through 7 levels of hell. You know,
that's one of the levels, right?
You go with them shopping at a mall, like, oh no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you survive this first level? It's like, this is the first level?
It's only the beginning? What?
The next one is like, oh, you know, come meet my family. Fuck. The third level, you want to come on vacation with my friends?
Oh, no, don't want to go on vacation with everybody. I thought it was just me and you.
The fourth level, you want to come with me to a Taylor Swift concert? Nope!
No.
Honestly, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. I was there for 3 days, so it wasn't that bad.
Listen, you can listen to whatever you want. It's just not my style, so.
That's fair. It's not for everybody.
It's like the only song I could tolerate is Shake It Off, and that's about it.
Because you want to shake it out of your ears? I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
Hopefully it doesn't become a core memory.
Oh, it'll be there. Oh, it'll be there.
Fucking damn you, earworm.
I guess going into comics. Let's go with the comics. Of course, we mentioned Sandman. But not only just Sandman, there's also... Oh, yeah, within Sandman, there's so many other characters within the comic. They're all mythological characters, which is fucking fantastic. Everybody, essentially, from that realm is there, which is great. And I love it. I don't remember off the top of my head because it's pretty late right now. My brain doesn't work very well at this time. But it's good. So you'll see a lot of mythological characters in there. It's fucking fantastic. Thor, of course, the god of thunder that we know of. Loki, another one.
God of mischief.
The god of mischief. Wonder Woman, who's the daughter of Hip-Hop. I'm about to say Hip-Hop Anonymous.
Hip-Hopolis?
Damn it, you give him all the easy ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you spell Papadopoulos?
Papadopoulos, yeah, yeah.
P-O-P-P-P-Fuck.
I think I'm going to call the episode Hip Hop Anonymous, yeah.
Hip Hop Anonymous?
Yeah. How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it?
Hippolyta?
Hippolyta, there we go, yeah. Hippolyta, yeah. Gotta give. Throw the little Spanish in there.
Give this a song.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, Hip Hop Anonymous. That was his mom, her mom. But those are all characters that are trying to show their parents that they can do what they got to do in order to be powerful and making up for not being on up and, you know, up on the mountain and just dealing with their day to day, which is great because we can't always, you know, be all the way up there. You got to be with the people. Another thing is, of course, we have books. One of the big ones that comes to mind is we got a movie years ago, a few movies. But we also have a TV show now. Which is getting a second season is Percy Jackson. The movies were okay, the original movies. They were fun. The TV show, I can't really get behind.
The TV show was great.
Really?
It really was.
Okay, I got to give it another shot because I just watched like the first episode and it just didn't really grab my attention.
And, you know, to go back into earlier talking about Medusa, like she was portrayed by the actress that played XS on the Flash series.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Hold on. Ellie mentioned a couple things in the comments. Said, when I was a kid, I got into other comics. I love these Marvel stuff like Max Pitt, Spawn, Witchblade, Darkness, and Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. That's a fun show. Those are fun comics. Especially Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. I know I had a coworker that had a Johnny the Homicidal Maniac panel on his sleeve, which is pretty cool. Percy Jackson was a great book. Another great book, again, by Neil Gaiman, is American Gods.
Oh, right.
That just came to mind. I was like, yeah, that's right.
And it was also a series.
Yeah, exactly. Neil Gaiman, of course, borrowing again from mythology, in where you have the old gods dealing with the new gods, and the new gods, or the American gods, are essentially like technology and, you know, food and money and all this other shit. When the old gods are the ones that we've known for ages. One of the ones that I didn't know until I actually read the book was Mr. Jackal. Me. But of course it's spelled differently. But
I was joking around, Mr. Jackal, the guy of podcasting.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like something I was like, wow, okay, that makes a whole lot of cool sense. But yeah, it's a American Gods is a great fucking movie, a great show, great book. It's one of the few books that I've actually read through from beginning to end multiple times. So definitely check out American Gods. And check out all the stuff that we basically talked about, because is there anything else that we want to add to the show? I think we're pretty good with it. Yes, it's a short show, but we don't have the usual shit that we usually do.
Yeah, if there was like breaking news or something like that, then maybe you could add to it.
Yeah.
Right.
The only thing we can mention is the award that Borderlands got.
The shit awards.
Oh
man.
man. I know I sent you that article earlier,
Yeah.
and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad, sad news.
If you guys want to look it up, just go up to I was it Screen Rants, if I remember correctly, and you can read that article. It's just nuts.
Yeah. And what the article we're talking about is how Borderlands pretty much like didn't make any money. It
Amy the Moonies.
didn't make the Moonies, no. It was basically not that, I guess nobody really watched it after the first week.
No,
And
but it dipped so bad from the first weekend to the second that.
it dipped like 72%.
I wonder how long before it's on Netflix.
Or if it's on Netflix.
Wasn't that something like, was it Amazon or something that did it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, I wonder how long before it's on a streaming site.
Yeah.
I say like in a month and a half, because that's usually.
Yeah. It's usually like 45 days or so after the theatrical release.
I'll still watch it to see.
Yeah.
Mario with his comment, movie is trash.
Yeah. Yeah. I still want to check it out. But of course, I'm not gonna go out and watch it. Oh yeah, another thing that what was it? The Acolyte got canceled.
Oh yeah.
Season 2, no go. Ellie says.
I didn't watch the first season. Wasn't planning
Well,
on
there
it.
was only one season of The Acolyte.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But like, I didn't like. I looked at the trailer. I was like, nah.
What threw me off is the fact that after the first episode, somebody told me they spent money on Trinity to be in all the commercials, and she dies in the first episode. I'm like, what the fuck? And I was interested in the show because it was one of those things that's like, oh, it's a totally new take on the Star Wars stuff, of course, because they're going way into the past. But yet they didn't make any let it make any sense. And they're retconning shit from way back then. That made no sense.
Not at all.
I just think it's a like a lot of ambition that they want to try to, push stuff out there
It
and try to,
can be. It can be.
but it's getting to the point where it just seems like they're just throwing stuff to the wall, see whatever sticks. Like it could work. It could work.
It could have. It could have. 'Cause we said it on the show. We were like, it could work. I said it on the show specifically. It could work. They could make it work. It looked okay from what they were from what we saw in the trailers.
Yeah, but a lot of times, you already know that the best stuff, depending on certain things, they usually put in the trailers to kind of pique your interest. So,
So sad, so sad.
I wonder how many people are so disappointed that their Amazon pre-orders for the Hasbro Star Wars Acolyte figures are either going to get canceled or they're going to be worthless.
No, they'll probably still sell them because they already, paid for them, but. They'll just be like, it'll be a limited edition piece. How about
Like, yeah.
that? Yeah. Remember that one time? That one show that never went anywhere? Remember that? No. That's what that is. But that pretty much wraps it up for the show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being in the chats with us today. Really appreciate you guys. You guys really helped us a bit.
Yeah,
It's a fun, it's fun times.
it added to it.
Yeah. Especially now that like I can actually read the responses in the chats now that they've updated the system here. It's really cool stuff. I appreciate you guys for being here. Appreciate you guys being on. It's always good to have, that back and forth with the people on the show. Really cool shit. Thank you guys for listening.
And it adds to the podcast, so
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Absolutely. In order to check out the show, of course, check out innercitygeeks.net. Of course, we got our show. We got Mario with Bright City Presents. Wow. What? Wow. The fuck?
New show.
I am all over the place. My bad. Wow, Mario.
Why was I joking? I like Brian. We wanted to tell you in a better way.
He's got a green screen now, so he's doing toys now too.
Toys, figures, everything. He's just like, I'm gonna take the whole thing, and then eventually, whatever, it's just gonna be the Mario podcast.
I'm gonna take over.
It's gonna be a Mario Monopoly.
Yeah. But yeah, Mario with comics with water, manga time, anime world. Yes, those shows.
And Brian with Brian2J Presents.
Brian, exactly. Yes, Brian2J Presents. My bad. I fucked up. But it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, listen, this is half the fun, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is what happens when it's almost midnight. Yeah, so.
It's close to midnight.
Yeah. You can listen to the show, obviously. Other than this one, we also have our show. You can listen to us on. I was gonna say Stitcher. Why was I gonna say Stitcher? That doesn't even exist anymore either.
In the past, jeez. And honestly, I told you, was my favorite, app to use.
Yes, that was the first one that I used to listen to podcasts. That was the first one.
I remember you introducing me to that app, and that's when I got into a lot of podcasts thanks to your recommendations.
Yeah. So you can find us on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Audible. What else?
Motherfucking Spotify.
Motherfucking Spotify. Yeah. Find us in all those places. Listen to us. Share it, of course. But you could also check us all out on the socials, on the Instagram, which is Inner City Geeks on Twitter and Instagram. And where can we find you, Senor Brian?
You can find me on social media. Check me out on Twitter at Bright2J Presents. Check out either Bright2J or Bright2J Presents or both on Instagram. Bright2JPresents.com, which is still my website, last I checked.
Not Mario's.
We'll be back eventually. Yeah. Where can we find you, Alex?
You can find me just watching the fight between you and Mario, whatever, with a popcorn bucket like that Michael Jackson meme. Right. I'm just hoping whatever. It's like, this better be a good podcast. It'll be episode 339, Bryce fight. You can find me on Twitter. One. Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at @DinyED and on Instagram at @DinyDIN.Y.ED. Where can we find you, Steve?
You guys can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And like I said, that about wraps it up. So again, once again, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the fuck out of you guys being here and just spending some time with us. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Boy.